Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
All right, Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for jumping on. Big story coming out yesterday entitled Inside Bill Belichick's Failed Job Hunt Voted Off the Island. And there's a lot of interesting details in this as you kind of read through it. It's a very long piece, as most of these kind of are with ESPN. The one that stood out the most, I think, and maybe you had a different takeaway, but basically was that owners around the league, primarily Arthur Blank in Atlanta, when they were going through their coaching search, called Robert Kraft and said, hey, tell us about this Bill guy. Like, you need a cross-reference. Like, we don't know who Bill Belichick is, and his track record doesn't speak for itself. And that Robert Kraft was a big reason why the Falcons did not hire Bill Belichick. They called him and said, hey, what do you think? And he basically said, you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick. He says that Blank likes the coaches to feel like they're a part of the family, and it wasn't going to be that way with Bill. And so he just basically raised these red flags of saying, you know, he's not easy to get along with. He's very difficult. He's an old curmudgeon. And it was one of the main reasons why Atlanta, because that was kind of the main landing spot that people circled, ended up passing on him. And it's a really weird way. It's a reminder that divorce always ends messy. Like 97% of the time, divorce is going to get ugly and these people will turn sides. I end up looking at this, and I know that Robert Kraft is the takeaway for a lot of folks. I also laugh at Arthur Blank. I'm like, really? You're not going to hire him because he's not cordial in the hallway with the conversation? Maybe their hire ends up working out. I find the entire thing hilarious that an old rich owner wants the coach to feel like family instead of winning football games.
Well, yeah, I mean, and his previous hire was a disaster.
Yes.
Arthur Smith was awful.
Terrible.
He had offensive weapons that he would not even give the football to. There's a lot here. as I mentioned, the Apple TV piece, so we've had like back-to-back things of what this has been really behind the scenes. And most of it's all Kraft kind of centric. Now, Kraft, I'm sure at some point, is going to deny some of this stuff. No way. I don't think Van Natta, Wickersham, and Fowler are three guys that make crap up and go talk to people who aren't connected to it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll my eyes when Kraft sends this statement out. But you know what I was surprised about? And I'm not saying this to brag. I really am not. I'm surprised how many people agreed with me about Bill Belichick. That the league basically was like, you don't got it anymore.
Yeah.
That what you've done in New England as GM slash coach last 3 years has been such an utter disappointment that we don't trust you. The other surprising thing is he thought that job was his. He wasn't even top three.
No.
They cut him. They made a list. And the executive, it sounds like Blank wanted him. The execs and the GM and everybody else in Atlanta wanted Belichick or didn't want Belichick, and Blank did. He let the execs make the decision. Kraft doing this is a betrayal beyond. Like, loyalty may not exist in a lot of ways in society anymore. If Swag applied for a job and somebody called me, I'm not saying an ounce of anything negative. I'm not saying, well, once we fought about this and this and this, it's going to be nothing but rave reviews.
Right.
I worked with this guy for years. He busted his butt. He did this. He did that. Hire him. That seems like pretty common attitude to have, and Kraft didn't do any of it. Now, maybe last year was so bad and embarrassing to him that he felt kind of betrayed just by trusting Bill over Brady, but you still don't do that. And so the betrayal by Kraft and how all of this is operating, I don't know if this guy's getting a gig. Philly might fire Sirianni if they disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly wouldn't be shocked if Jerry Jones fired McCarthy and chose to go that route.
Buffalo, Sean McDermott. There's a few teams and names you circle.
But as we've discussed him from time to time, at some point, the rings don't matter because age and what you show do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I am. Buffalo hiring him won't shock me. Philly hiring him won't shock me. Jerry hiring him certainly won't shock me. I just don't think you can win on an elite level anymore with him. Age does matter, especially in that sport. It's ever growing. But I shouldn't be surprised, but I guess I was kind of stunned just how much Robert Kraft was willing to stick the knife in the back.
Yeah, and that was just, when you get that from an owner after working together for so long, I think it's a really bad look for Robert Kraft.
Well, it's like, also a bad look for Bill Parcells, who's randomly thrown in there, stuff, telling him not to hire him in New England when Parcells was there.
Because he's an old curmudgeon.
Because he's an a-hole.
Yeah, he's not easy to get along with, which is just hilarious to me. Like, how many coaches in the NFL are... Jim Harbaugh's this way. I would put up with his awkward conversations and his weird energy because he wins football games.
Did you see him and Roman in the RV?
I did.
At Huntington Beach?
I did see that. It was hilarious. You and I disagree a little bit on Belichick.
We do.
My main stance is just simply that as long as he is willing to come in without the demands of what he had at the end of New England, that's where we're in lockstep.
And it sounds like he was, by the way. Yes.
That he's not saying, I want to be GM, I want total roster control, I want to be able to do X, Y, and Z. He's just, I want to come in, I'm going to focus on the defense. We have a GM, we'll go hire an offensive coordinator, and we'll go from there. I look at the end of the run in New England, it's a glaring weakness on his part to have that big of a gap of not acquiring offensive talent. That's not a good sign for him at all.
Well, his OC hires, too.
His OC hires were horrible. I also know that in the NFL as a head coach, you can't win without a franchise quarterback.
That's true.
Do we think Kyle Shanahan's a good head coach?
Yes.
What happened when his starting quarterback got hurt and he had to play Nick Mullins for a year?
Right.
They had a top five pick in the NFL draft. They were terrible. They won three games. So everybody is... you know, would fall into the same circumstances, and I don't think Mac Jones is very good. Belichick deserves a lot of blame for not putting him in a better position to succeed, but if you tell me I get that guy just coming in, focusing on X's and O's, he had an appearance on McAfee yesterday. He was saying things that blew my mind. He was going through the kickoff and how it's going to change roster construction.
Yes.
Because you need bigger bodies, not slimmer bodies, and it's going to lose wide receivers and DB jobs, and it's going to add more linebacker jobs, and I'm like, I would have never thought about that, because speed is not the priority. Size and strength now is. He still is a great mind, and we'll see if he ends up getting another job.
He's got a reputation for being very boring to us,
yes,
the general media. I have always held the opinion, somebody like him, I think this about Tiger too, if Tiger decides to do broadcasting, they're just so smart, and they understand the nuances of like the generalities of sports in a way that if they choose, they can be amazing on television. Yeah. I think he's going to be good. I don't know what he's doing. He's doing something with the Omaha Productions thing. We'll see. We'll see how long he's going to do it for, because he might get
McAfee a gig for the next couple weeks.
Right. He'll do a weekly McAfee hit, and I'm sure that I think he can be really good. But operating day to day, trusting him to stay out of the general manager decisions, those are things that are certainly debatable whether you think he will or will not.
Yeah.
I was just kind of surprised that some of his friends were in positions to hire him. Adam Peters runs the Commanders, started in New England. Didn't hire him. And Magic Johnson was like, let's hire him. Like, nope. No, thank you. They didn't hire him. And the owner of his previous team just said, ah, he's a piece of crap. Don't hire him.
Commanders just hired the guy that blew a 28-point lead to him in a Super Bowl.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.